Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to continue our studies on the subject, the power of God in our lives. And today we wish to consider the topic, God's power in sustaining us in our Christian warfare. We are in a battle, and it is good stratagem to know your enemy. We're going to talk about our enemy, and we're going to read from Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. This is strange language to tell anybody to be strong. We don't tell people to be strong. For instance, if a man is lifting a piano over a high doorstep and he's straining to the utmost of his ability and until he's red in the face, we don't tell him to be strong. And yet the Scripture tells us to be strong. But notice, please, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God's power is available to you and me in the fight against our threefold enemy, the world, the flesh, and the devil. The world, the flesh, and the devil are mentioned in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Now let's examine our enemy a little bit. We'll not concentrate on the enemy as we have in prior broadcasts, but we want to know with whom we are fighting. The world is that fraternity of men who hate God and anybody who reminds them of God. We read in John chapter 15, verses 18 and 19, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me." These are the words of the Lord Jesus. He's speaking to his disciples. "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." The world hates Christ. And the world is that fraternity of men who hate God, and anybody who reminds them of God, he is ruled out of their plans. They do not want to mention him. The world is aligned against God. Now, the flesh is that evil nature within us that wants the ascendancy in our lives. And humanism would make gods out of men. When Adam and Eve were tempted in the Garden of Eden, Satan came into that scene. God had made man the ruler over his creation. Man was to have that dominion, and Satan was jealous. I think he had had it formerly before he fell as an angel. Now, God told them, "Of all the trees of the garden you may eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it, for the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die." Satan appeared on the scene and revealed himself to Eve, and he said to her, "The serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die." The first lie recorded in the Bible. God said you'll die. Satan says you won't die. "For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Why, God's withholding something from you. This is good. You'll be as gods. When the woman saw the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her. And he did eat, and the eyes of them both were opened. They knew they were sinners. They had disobeyed God. They had believed Satan's lie. But notice, please, he says, "Ye shall be as gods." Now that is the religion of humanism. God is ruled out of his own universe. We are sufficient unto ourselves. Humanism is really a religion that's aligned against God. And then the third enemy, of course, the devil himself, is the leader and motivator of this world. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world," and it's a small g, "in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now God is the ruler, I mean the God of this world, is the ruler of the world as it is aligned against God, men in their fraternity of evil. Now I may say, and perhaps it should be said, that we do not form a proper concept of the world when looking at an individual. The Christian is in this world to win individuals for Christ, and individuals are won for Christ, thank God. But you do not form a proper concept of the world by looking at one person. Now, that person may be worldly, it's true, but he is not the world. The world is that fraternity, and Satan is its leader. Satan took men away from God in the Garden of Eden and gave them a flesh, an evil nature, to which he could appeal and to which they would have no recourse. And Satan is in the world today, and he is tempting men and women with his dainties. Now let's go on quickly to the Christian's resource. We've mentioned our enemy, and we've mentioned the fact that we should know our enemy. Perhaps now we'll recognize him better. But against our enemy, thank God, against the threefold enemy, we have a threefold antidote. And I'm referring to the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Father is aligned against the world. This is the might and the power that Paul is speaking of in Ephesians 6 and 10. And the Spirit of God is aligned against the flesh. And Satan, rather, the Christ of God is aligned against Satan. We have a threefold antidote to the enemies that we experience. And certainly, God's power will sustain us in our Christian warfare. Now, this is borne out in the Scripture itself. This is just not some theologian's conclusion. We read in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Take your choice. The Father is aligned against the world. I'm going to read those words again. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, the dainties that Satan would spread before us. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, it doesn't say the Father doesn't love him. He's just not enjoying the love of the Father. The love in the world, the love of the world and the love of the Father is mutually incompatible. You can't be enjoying both at the same time. If you surrender one, if you try to gain one, you surrender the other. But the Father is aligned against the world. Now, the world, all that's in the world, we read in verse 16, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. The world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now the Father gives us his dainties, his wonderful things. We read in Romans 8 and 32, "He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all," on the cross, of course, "how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" He's given us the best. Won't he give us the rest? Of course he will. All of these things are ours, and God gives them to us. What are these things that the Father gives us? Whether the spiritual blessings that we have in Christ, and he gives us the legitimate things to enjoy. The Christian, I think that's one of the lies of the devil. Oh, don't become a Christian. You'll have to go around with a sad face. Look, I spent part of my life out of Christ, and the most of it, thank God, went in Christ. And I'm speaking by word of testimony. I enjoy the things of life more than I ever did before with a clear conscience. God is good. He gives us the good things of this world. And he's given us Christ the best. Won't he give us the rest? He freely gives us all things. Now, he competes with the world. And he wins, if you know what I mean. Now, against the flesh, the Spirit is aligned. We read in Galatians 5 and 17, verses 16 and 17, as a matter of fact, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are the contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." Now, against that fleshly evil nature of ours, we have the Spirit aligned against us. The flesh is selfish. The definition of flesh I have heard, and I like it, is just turn the words around, the letters around. And instead of spelling it, F-L-E-S-H, just strike off the H, if you will, please. And then you simply spell it S-E-L-F, self. It's that evil nature within us that desires and desires and desires. And the Spirit of God is in this world to show us what we have in Christ. And the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. The Christian that is enjoying this world is not doing so without defiling his own conscience. He feels very bad about the fact that he's not a good Christian, but yet he doesn't do anything about it. Now, who's troubling him? The Spirit of God is troubling him with the Word of God. There's a part of us, the Christian is a twofold person, as we've already mentioned in the broadcast. He's a twofold person. He's a dual person. Now, either the flesh is going to be displeased or the Spirit is going to be displeased. Who do you want to win the battle? Now, lastly, there is Satan, and Christ is aligned against Satan. Now, Satan, when he offers us the world, he's the god of this world. He offers the things of this world to you and to me. But Christ offers us more. You recall, when Satan tempted Christ in the wilderness, he took him up to a high mountain, and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said, "All of this I will give you as being the god of this world if you'll fall down and worship me." Christ would have none of it. He says, "Get me behind me, Satan. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Yes, he spread the dainties of the world before Christ, but he had no attraction. Now, what does Christ give us? Satan would give us the world. Christ gave us his flesh and his blood. Christ gives us the world. Or rather, Satan gives us the world, but Christ gave all he had to give us heaven. Now, which would you rather have, the world or heaven? Satan gives the world, Christ gives heaven. May we make a wise choice. Our Father, today we thank you for a Lord that loved us so much he died for us, that we might have all the good things of God. Help us to appropriate them, we pray, in his peerless name. Amen.